Does it ever seem like that you are more sensitive to fear than you are to faith? You know what the Bible would describe that as? Is a hardened heart. And that's what we're talking about today. I think this is really going to help you, so stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing our series that I started talking about a hardened heart. And I tell you, I consider this to be one of the most important revelations that God has given me. And even as I'm teaching on this, I'm ministering to myself. This is some powerful truths. And they're things that will really help you. If you've missed any of this teaching, I encourage you to get our teaching on this. I have a book on this as well as a CD set and a CD, cassette set and a CD set on this. Anyway, a book, CDs, and cassette tapes. So please take advantage of that. I've basically used the illustration or the instance that was given in Mark chapter 6 about where the disciples were constrained by Jesus to get into a boat to go to the other side. And as they tried to cross, a storm came down on them and they were about to drown. And in the midst of this terrible situation, Jesus just came walking on top of the very storm that was about to kill them, walking on the water. They were so shocked by this. They cried out in fear. And it says in Mark 6:52 that they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. And most people would think, well, that's a very good reaction. No, it's actually a wrong reaction. Because the next verse says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And it says basically that being shocked at the miraculous display of God's power is an indication of a hardened heart. Many people struggle to understand this because they think a hardened heart, they use that term to describe a person who's a total God hater. And they would never think that they have a hardened heart because they love God, they're seeking after God, they're praying, they're doing these things, and they just don't see themselves as a hardened person. But the word hardened, if you use the dictionary to define it, it means cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding. And I believe that if you would just be honest, every one of us would have to say that there's times that we're cold towards God. We are more fervent in seeking other things than we are God. That's having a hardened heart. There are times that we are insensitive towards God, that we are more sensitive, that you are more controlled with your thoughts about something else. You know, I could spend a lot of time on this, but hopefully if you'd just be honest, everybody would acknowledge that there's times that what's going on in your family, what's going on at work, what's going on in your body, what has happened to a friend has occupied your attention so much that you can't focus on the things of God. That would be another way of just saying this, that to describe hardness of heart, if you are more focused on anything than you are on God, then in that sense, you are sensitive to that thing more than you are to God. God is not dominating all of your thoughts and occupying all of your attention. So whatever you're dominated by, whatever you're controlled by, that's what you're sensitive to. And what you are neglecting is what you are hardened to or in the process of becoming hardened to. Let me use some other scriptures to verify this. We took those first scriptures out of Mark chapter 6. Well, just two chapters over, Mark chapter 8, Jesus did nearly the identical thing that he had done in Mark chapter 6. He fed another multitude of people. This time there was less people. There was only 4,000 men, whereas the first time there was 5,000 men. And this time there was more food. There were 7 loaves instead of 5. So less people, more food. You would have thought that the disciples would have been able to pick up, but that if Jesus could feed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish, then certainly he could feed 4,000 men with 7 loaves. But instead, they missed this. And so, after Jesus had fed this second multitude with just a very small amount of food and had multiplied it, he began to speak unto his disciples, and kind of rebuked them. In Mark chapter 8, in verse 15, it says, He charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, He said unto them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Now here Jesus is. Remember over in Mark chapter 6, verse 52, the Scripture says there that the reason that they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered to see Jesus in control of the elements was because their heart was hardened. It used that exact terminology. Here is that terminology again. And Jesus said, He says, Perceive ye not yet, neither understand, have ye your heart yet hardened? He's talking about a hardness of heart. And in these verses, what He's doing is basically giving us some of the characteristics of a hardened heart. Now look at this again. In verse 17, when Jesus knew it, He said unto them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet? Now here, I believe, is Jesus telling us what are the symptoms of a hardened heart. So just think about this and apply this to your own life. He said, Perceive ye not yet. Let me just say it this way. Do you have trouble perceiving spiritual truths? You know, maybe you're a person who functions very well in your job. You're an accountant, or you deal with things, or you deal with people, and you can get the sales area, whatever it is, the stats. You deal with all these numbers. You deal with people. You're very adept. You know your brain works. You're functioning and you're prospering. And yet, when it comes to the Bible, it just seems like, man, you just can't seem to perceive it. You know, one of the statements that I have people make to me, one of the biggest, most common statements that come to me, people say, I have read those scriptures 100 times, and I never saw that. You just bring things out of the Scripture that I've never seen before. Another way of saying that would be them saying that, you know, I just don't see things in Scripture easily. Maybe you can perceive things in your job, in your area of expertise, and you're quick to pick up on things. But when it comes to spiritual things, you just don't perceive spiritual truths quickly. You know, if that's descriptive of you, then according to what Jesus is saying right here, that's an indication that you have a hardened heart. That in some area of your life, you are cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. You aren't able to perceive spiritual truth. If that's a condition that exists in your life, then you have a hardened heart. I'm not saying that to condemn you, but I'm saying it to point out and give you understanding that this is what it is. It's like if you go to the doctor and if you're having a problem, you want to know what the problem is. And when the doctor tells you you've got this, you don't get mad at the doctor. It's not like he gave it to you by saying that. He's just discovered what the problem is. And before you can prescribe a treatment and a cure for the thing, you first of all have to know what it is that you've got. So don't get mad at me. I'm not saying these things to condemn anybody. I'm just saying it to help you. If you're one of these that cannot perceive spiritual truth, you know what the problem is? You've got a hardened heart. The diagnosis will lead to telling you what causes it and then giving you the cure. But I'm just saying this to help you. If you are struggling to understand spiritual truths, it's because what the Scripture says, your heart is hardened. The next thing that this says, Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it says, it says Matthew 8:17, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand. So that's the second thing here, is not an ability to not even perceive. You just don't even see things. It's like it doesn't even come to your mind. The second thing is, if you see something and even have it explained to you, you still don't understand it. It just seems like there isn't the aptitude. It just seems like spiritual understanding is something that is beyond you. You know, if that's descriptive of you, if it seems like you're struggling in some area, well, then that's because you have a hardened heart. You know, and I'm not, again, saying these things to condemn anybody. There are some things that God has shown me that I just perceive quickly. I understand them. But, you know, there's some things right now that I'm praying about that I still haven't understood. And I'm seeking the Lord on it, and I can guarantee it's not because God isn't willing to show me, but it's because of the condition of my heart. None of us have arrived. I haven't arrived, but praise God I've left. I've seen this work in my life to such a degree, I believe that what I'm saying is absolutely true. I have zero doubt representing this to you. I believe it's the truth and it'll work for you. But you know what? Have I softened my heart? Am I totally where I should be with God? No, it's a process. And I haven't completed the process. And I'm not condemned about it, but I'm not complacent either. There are things that I am really seeking the Lord to gain understanding on. And I understand that the reason that I haven't got the revelation yet isn't because God isn't willing to give it. It's because my heart has become hardened in that area. And so how do you solve that? Well, that's the rest of this teaching. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But see, there's times that you don't perceive, that you don't understand. Those are indications that you have a hardened heart in that area. And you first of all have to acknowledge it. You have to humble yourself, begin to find out what causes your heart to become hardened, reverse that process. It would be like if you got a diagnosis from the doctor and if you had heart problems and it was because you never moved. All you did was stay on your couch and watch television. You're a couch potato. Well, then they would tell you what the problem is, but then they would tell you why you have that problem. It's because of your own inactivity, and they would prescribe that you get up. And depending on what your problem is and what it is that caused that problem, that will dictate what the prescribed treatment is. And it's the same thing with the hardened heart. You first of all have to acknowledge that you have a hardened heart, find out what it is that causes your heart to become hardened, and then take the appropriate action to reverse that process. And that's what we're talking about. You know, I've got to stop here today, but we are going to continue this teaching tomorrow. I've got some great things to share with you. So listen as our announcer gives you this information, and then join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK57 titled The Crisis when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondence where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.